Public sector pay talks have resumed at the Workplace Relations Commission today. The talks ended without agreement in June after unions and staff associations rejected a 5% pay increase over 2 years, saying it fell far short of inflation. Arriving at the talks, the president of the Irish Congress of Trades Unions, Kevin Callanan, said the government would have to make a credible pay offer to achieve a deal. Let's get the latest now from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, do we know, are they making progress?
Well, the talks have been underway for just over an hour, Brian. All sides gathering at around 12 noon today. Certainly in advance of the talks, the government laying out its stall. The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, calling for flexibility on both sides. He said, yes, we will be making a revised offer this week, but that will be it. That will be the limit of what we can afford in the context of budget 2023. I think we're going to see his officials at these talks saying to the unions, look, okay, we can give you pay increase, but the money has to come from somewhere. It will be have to be diverted from another part of the economy, from other services. I think the government side will also make the case that pay alone cannot resolve inflationary issues and that there will be other measures in the budget to help workers who are struggling with the cost of living. But as you say, the unions spoke to us on their way in as well, Brian. I think we got an inkling from Kevin Callanan. He's the president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, of what their negotiating stance might be. And he spoke about how since the sides last met more than 2 months ago in June, that the inflation issues have gotten even worse and that the government really does need to act and give a credible offer here. We spoke to him in the last few minutes, and I began by asking Kevin Callanan what his reaction was to a report in the Irish Times today that the government would go no further than a further 1% increase in pay.
We're not going to comment on or speculate on media reports, but what is clear since we were here 10 and a half weeks ago is that inflation, the cost of living, has increased by a further additional 1.5%. We're here to do business, just as we were on the 17th of June, but the government side is going to have to move in a credible way for us to close out a deal.
Is 1% credible?
Well, I don't think the total on offer was going to do the deal in June. We're here to negotiate. We're not going to speculate on particular figures.
What's going to happen in terms of industrial action? The ballots are ready to go?
Nobody wants industrial action, but in circumstances where there was an absolute hiatus on the part of the government, we had no choice but to mobilise our members. Those arrangements are in hand. Ballots will proceed later this week if we can't reach an agreement here. We've been waiting 10 and a half weeks for some shift on the government side. We've listened to various ministers indicate different things. It hasn't been clear to us until today, hopefully, as to what that was going to mean. So I don't think we will be changing our position in relation to industrial action ballots at this stage.
Now, it's not just trade unions that are represented at these talks, so too are staff associations that represent workers in the public sector who can't be represented by unions in the normal way or who can't go on strike. Among them is the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Its General Secretary is Antoinette Cunningham, and we spoke to her a short time ago as she arrived at the pay talks.
Well, we think it's a challenging day ahead for us, but, we're all well aware of the economic challenges at this stage, so I'm sure we're going to have a long and challenging day in here.
Your members can't go on strike technically, but what if there isn't a deal? What happens?
Yeah, well, we have a conference in Athlone in 3 weeks' time, and we will be discussing, if there's a failure to achieve a deal here today, we'll be discussing with our membership what the next steps for sergeants and inspectors will be.
Antoinette Cunningham of the AGSI. Brian, just finally, a timeline for all this?
Yeah, there may be a lot of disagreement today, Brian, but one thing they can both agree on, both sides, is that this will be relatively short because this is not a brand new pay deal. This is revising an existing pay deal. Both sides, government and union, saying either way, by this week, in the coming days, we should know whether or not a deal can be achieved.
Brian O'Donovan, thanks for that. After this.